We knew that we were going to be badly outnumbered, and I suppose that has obviously plenty of disadvantages. It has advantages too, in that I suppose if you can keep the crowd quiet, it sort of affects the opposition a wee bit, and the players can sense that as well. So that's what we were keen to do, and we're getting off to a good start. We were able to do that, and I'm just delighted then to be able to see it through.
Obviously an awful lot of work done in training, and momentum kept alive despite the difficulties of a 6-week break, and a lot of things you worked on in training worked out here today.
Yeah, well, that was the plan, I suppose. We had a wee bit of time to work on our deficiencies from the Armagh game, and then we got a good look at Roscommon as well, so it definitely gave us that bit of an advantage of being able to plan. But look, at the end of the day, the boys have to go out and deliver it in the field, and you can have many as a plan, but it's the most important thing is that the boys apply themselves the right way and put in that savage work rate that we saw today. When you do that, something is possible, and so we're delighted with that.
Those two goals in the first half from Owen and Ronan, brilliant goals, but you know they weren't accidental. They were well worked, and there was men making space for them and creating space, and they were executed brilliantly.
Yeah, well, that's it, you know, and that's what you're saying, that you know it's the movement around the ball that opens up spaces and gives the boys the chance to attack the space and get scores like that, you know. So obviously that's a big part of it, and you know if as you said, the scores like that don't come by accident. You have to. It's hard work for fellas all around the pitch creates them, and so no, we're delighted with that.
How difficult was it to keep that momentum and keep things right over that 6 weeks since the preliminary ulcer?
Well, to be honest with you, the 6 weeks gave us a bit of breathing space. Having said that, you know, we were finding it difficult to get the full panel. We've had a lot of injuries and a lot of niggly injuries, so we weren't able to get the level of training and the numbers on the field that we would have liked. Having said that, all the boys that were there were working really hard and putting in a great shift. And then the quality training that Ryan puts them through, and Colly and John and Leo and everyone else, you know, that's involved, and Conor McCrory as well. You know, there's a lot of work going into them, and just delighted it paid off.
And you can see parallels maybe from last year, the disappointing league campaign, and then things start to come together in the championship. You got, and then going to the All Ireland semi final, and if you can keep that going, you just like to replicate last year.
Well, look, we're taking one step at a time. Today was a big game for us. We wanted most of all, I suppose. And you know, when we heard of Frank McGuigan's death, it was a big blow. But everyone just wanted to come in and put on a performance that would make the McGuigan family proud more than anything else. Yeah. You can't guarantee a win or anything else, but you just want to represent the jersey in the right way. And delighted that the boys did that, and just delighted with the victory. But look, it just gets us another step along the way, and we have to just get focused on that now and see if we can get ourselves ready for that.
Has Derek Canavan a chance of getting back for this next game?
Well, we'd hope so. With 3 weeks, he hasn't come on as much as we'd like, but we're doing everything in our power to get him right, you know, and he's working very hard. So look, we'll see how things go, but certainly at least it gives him something to look forward to.